Okay, so we're ready to take a deep dive into one of the most iconic horror novels out there, Stephen King's. So we're going to be looking at some excerpts from the novel itself, and we're really going to try to get to the bottom of, what makes this book so terrifying, but also, why it's had such a lasting impact on readers, for decades.
I think one of the things that's always really struck me about that is how King manages to take like this universal symbol of like childhood joy, right? A clown, and turn it into something that is genuinely terrifying.
And I mean, it's not just any clown, right? It's Pennywise. And thinking about that excerpt where Georgie first encounters Pennywise in the, the sewer drain, King's descriptions are just so vivid. And so you really feel that sense of childish curiosity, but also dread.
Oh, absolutely. King is a master at like tapping into those kind of like primal vulnerabilities that we all experience as children. But it's not just like surface level fear either. Like it really delves into like the psychological, right? Like it preys on each character's like deepest anxieties.
Absolutely. And it's not just like one kid facing this terror, right? It's this whole group of kids, the Losers Club, these seven friends who have to band together to face this, this thing, this entity.
And the fact that we see them in these two distinct timelines, right? Like first as kids and then 27 years later as adults, that adds so much depth to the story. And it really allows King to explore like how childhood trauma can have these really lasting repercussions.
Yeah, it's almost like the town itself, Derrymane, becomes like this breeding ground for.
Oh,
You know, it's
absolutely.
like some places just hold on to this darkness, even seemingly normal towns.
And Derry isn't just like a backdrop to the story either. It's almost like a character itself, reflecting how evil can like fester in the most unexpected places.
Absolutely. So we've got this terrifying entity. You know, we've got this group of kids who are thrown into this nightmare. We've got this town with a seriously dark side. But there's so much more to uncover here. What is it about it that makes it stick with us long after we finished reading it?
I think it's the way that King weaves these like universal themes into the horror. Like the power of friendship, for example. Like the losers wouldn't survive it without that unwavering loyalty to each other.
Absolutely. Think about that scene in the sewers. You know, their bond is what allows them to overcome their terror, both as kids, and then even when they have to return to Derry as adults.
And there's also the theme of like loss of innocence. Remember when the losers first encounter it in the sewers? Like 1 minute they're just kids playing, and the next they're face to face with this like unimaginable monster. They lose that childhood innocence in an instant. They're forced to confront this darkness that most adults never even have to.
Absolutely. And what about it itself? What does this shape-shifting evil actually represent?
Oh, that's part of the brilliance of King's approach, right? Like, it can be so many things to different people. It could represent like our own personal demons or like the darkness that exists within society as a whole, or even just like the fears that we bury deep down inside, It's like a mirror reflecting our own anxieties back at us.
And I think King's writing itself plays a huge part in the lasting impact of it.
Oh, for sure.
He just has this way of building suspense and making you feel like you are right there in the story, experiencing the terror alongside the characters.
Absolutely. His mastery of language is just like
That's
it
right.
elevates it beyond like a typical horror story. Those vivid descriptions, the way he taps into like our primal fears, that's what makes it so viscerally unforgettable.
Yeah, it's no surprise that it has had such a massive cultural impact. The images, the characters, they've kind of seeped into our collective consciousness at this point.
For sure.
And the fact that we keep seeing new adaptations, I mean, it just shows how powerful and how relevant the story remains. So after exploring all of this, what are the key takeaways
Well,
on our deep dive into?
I think we've seen how King masterfully blends like horror with these deeper themes of like friendship and trauma and the nature of evil itself. But perhaps the most significant takeaway is that like it really embodies fear itself,
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, what shape would your personal Pennywise take? You know, what lurks in the shadows of your mind?
Yeah.
I think that's something worth thinking about.
Right.
As you continue to explore the world of Stephen King.
It is.
All right. So that's it for our deep dive into this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll catch you next time.
Sounds good.
With another deep dive into the world of literature and film.
Awesome.
See ya.